The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 13th day of August, 2018. And I've got Steve Elkins on the other end of this. Hello, Steve. What? Okay. Did you just forget? Great. Well, there's an announcement I want to make. For those that supported us in the past, you know, we tried to give back a little acknowledgement for your donations and your support of the network. If you remember several years ago, we did this thing for donations. We sent out little thank you packets, and it was, you know, little bits of silver and little valuables, you know, nothing great, just an acknowledgement. Well, the woman that put that together, Mia D'Agostino, she's dead. She died Saturday night, actually late Friday night, early Saturday morning, at about 2:30 in the morning, 39 years old, and she's dead. And I'll tell you what, folks, 39 is not the time of death for anybody. But she has passed, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. Do we have Steven?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
There you are. Sorry about that. He forgot to call you.
That's all right.
It slipped his mind and it was Monday. At any rate, I've got a note here. Did you write that? Yeah. Is there a 2-hour slot there? Well, let me take a look at the schedule. I'm sorry? Okay. Yeah, we're trying to find a hole for our Irish friend here. That's what we're discussing, Steve, that nobody else can hear, and you can't either.
That's right.
Our guy over in Ireland that subbed for me, when was that, last Friday or Friday before? Yeah.
Friday before.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's got some issues, personal issues he's dealing with, and we slated him to go Monday through Friday, and it turns out that he can't do it because he's got to go get a job. Okay, I got you. He was going to come down to Austin. He was going to actually move to Austin, which would have made it a lot easier. Is it like he's a foreigner that doesn't speak the language? He just has he just has an accent. At any rate, folks, you know, here we go again, Steve. Here we go again.
Cutting it close, huh?
Not cutting it close. I'm behind the eight ball again. And what bailed us out was that offering from FrontSight, that for $500 people got the top of the line membership for life. It was, I don't know if it was worth 25 grand, but it was worth one hell of a lot more than $500. And I think 56 people signed up for that, 56 or so. It turned out that the network netted $11,600 off of that 90-day program, which people know this, what it cost us to run this network every single month. And that didn't cover 2 months, a month and some. And that's why you didn't hear anything about pledges or anything else for the network or support the network, because there was just that another little stopgap to keep everything at bay to continue for another day. And, of course, that has expired. And I'm 2 months down on house bills, 2 months down on the network bills. Folks, I don't have anything left to sell. Before I'd ask a penny from anybody else, I made damn sure that there was nothing in my piggy bank before I'd dare hold out a hand to anybody else. Unlike other people, I'm not going to go into any particulars, but I know people out there that are doing radio that would nary a day, they wouldn't even consider it, let me put it to you this way, of spending anything out of their own cash to support what they're doing. If they can't do it as a business and make money off of it, well, then they're not going to do it. Well, I could have done that, could have sold everybody a bunch of snake oil and put my name behind it. And you know what I discovered, Steve, along this very long road that we have been on?
What's that, John?
Principle. Mm-hmm. That I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, those standards have been moved. It's people have the idea that anything goes. You know, look at everybody else. Look what they're doing. Look what they're stealing. Look what they're lying about. You know, why should I maintain? Well, I'll tell you why you do that. You do that because it's the right thing to do.
That's right.
And you lead by example, and you can't expect anything out of anybody else that you yourself are not doing. That's the way, Steve, you and I come from similar backgrounds. We're separated by a few years, but after, you know, me getting to know you, you're old school. You understand principle. You understand integrity. You understand honesty. You understand these things.
I do. That's I had some good parents. My parents did a super job raising us as kids. And, you know, the definition of character is basically, you know, how you behave when nobody's looking. I remember hearing that very, very young age and standing up for principles, standing up for the right things. And yeah, it carried on in my life. And to this day, I'm a stand-up guy. I will stand up for the right. And I tell you what, I know there was a certain person that seems to think that I'm not, that I would back down from physicians and whatever. But that really isn't me. I know very few nurses in ER and ICU who are pushovers. Just like that one nurse we had on that video in they draw the blood or oh, yeah. else you're going to jail. Yeah. That is the personality of an ER nurse or a ICU nurse. You don't push us around. I'm not kidding you. We just don't we're not pushed around, and we stand up for the right thing. We're patient advocates, and that carries on in my personal life too. Not only do I stand up for the patient, that's my job, the advocate for the patient, but it's in my personal life too.
Her position in that ER, mm-hmm. how could you expect anybody else to do what you just described mm-hmm. if you're not willing to be that person that is their leader?
Right.
You know, my mother had a little saying for me when I was young. You know, do as I do, not as I say. In other words, just don't do it because I'm telling you to, and I wouldn't practice it myself. I've heard this a million times. If I've heard it, if I had a dollar for every time I heard it, I wouldn't need any funding for the network. You know, do as I say and not as I do. That's how it is now. But it used to be that you didn't dare. You didn't dare speak above a whisper to tell anybody else how to do something if you yourself we're not doing it. We used to call that hypocritical. We used to call it a lot of different things. But we have a sliding scale now. And I think I know I have not abandoned my post. I've been in this fight for 26 years, and I want to continue it. But I'm not going to kill myself doing it. I'm just, you know, with all this shutdown, and we'll get into all this stuff, even neocon Bill Kristol, that wants to, he's thinking about running for president in 2020. You know, here's already a known traitor that wants to seek out the office of the president of the United States. Well, he's celebrating the social media purge. And I'm telling you, something is in the wind here. There's something that's going to be very cataclysmic. There's going to be a clash of titans that's going to happen. And I don't know exactly who's going to be on whose side. But, folks, if you do not recognize them going after the people that want to spread and tell people the truth, to go behind that curtain to dig out those issues and yell foul, if you don't recognize that we are under attack, I've got a piece of advice for you. You know how they tell you on airplanes, you know, that it'll take crash positions. There was a movie Airplane. I think they did the crash position. And,
I remember that.
Yeah. Very comedic and very funny. Yep. Well, the crash position is to put your head down. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to suggest to people that if we do not exercise the ability to fight these sons of buggers any which way we can, you might as well take the crash position, lean over a little bit further, and kiss it goodbye. Because they're now going after all the media outlets. Mm-hmm. And whether you put an AJ at the head of it or you don't, it's they're pulling their resources together, and they're going after the people that want this republic to stand. And quite frankly, there have been a lot of people, Steve, I've met over the years, I'm tired of dancing, let's go. And my retort has always been, there's not enough educated people out there. You'll know when they're educated enough in a time of national strife. If they don't want to actively join, they'll leave a little parcel on the back porch for you, lunch in a bag or some dry clothing or something of that sort. So we've never had to go through that in this country. Oh, we've had our little civil war. We had the flip of a constitution. We had the Federalists getting really what they wanted, centralized power in Washington, D.C. We have been at war for our 240-some-year history. We've been at peace for exactly four of those years. There is even a problem if you're dealing with people that want to build an empire and they've got nothing but debt. You know, you look at the Romans. What did they do? When they went conquering, well, they conquered the people and they took their stuff. You had the Brits. Sun never set on a British Empire. They had ships. They were about commerce. What are we about? We got $200 trillion plus, and who knows how much is hidden under that. And we're in everybody's face. We're toppling governments. We're killing people by the millions. And we're broke? What kind of empire building is that? I'd say that something is wrong somewhere. And we've been pointing this out for a very long time. Let me take somebody here. He says he's only got a couple minutes before his lunch period is over. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hey there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering this thing about, I've been having some exchanges with people on Facebook about arrogant jerks. You know what I mean? Well, my point is, I don't want somebody telling me I can't listen to them, so I'm going to listen to them. And I'm like, well, all I'm saying is, just because somebody's being targeted by the deep state doesn't mean they're authentic. Just like with Tommy Robinson, I pointed out, the British First Party said they were offered a big chunk of money by the Rothschilds under conditions that they not criticize the banksters or the counterfeit Israel they created. I mean, those are my words, not his. But the thing is, I mean, here's Tommy Robinson who, you know, through some breach of due process gets thrown in jail. But it looks to me a little more like a PR stunt than anything that, because I've seen information, I guess I could forward you the graphic I saw on on Facebook that basically points out that he's not done any kind of reporting or investigation of grooming gangs that wasn't already under investigation, and he was actually jeopardizing the trial by doing things out of the proper way that things were supposed to be done. So it wasn't that he was exercising unauthorized journalism. The problem was he was screwing up the proper procedures for getting things done. And it turns out that there have been members of the EDL, the English Defense League, that have actually been convicted of pedophilia. So I'm like, excuse me, look who's talking here. And the parallel with Alex Jones is just because Alex Jones got knocked off of YouTube, that doesn't make him authentic. I mean, when he starts criticizing the Zionist banksters and the government of Israel, then he'll have credibility, but not until then. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, and I hasten to say this, but staying true to character and looking at things the way they are, and thinking there's certain possibilities, I don't know, Mark.
I'm just referring to the argument that this indicates that, like I say, the exchange I had with some people, you don't understand. I'm like, I do understand.
Yeah.
I understand that AJ got kicked off a certain platform, and that's going to cause people to go to him and find out what he's about, but they're going to assume that makes him authentic. And I'm saying, be more reserved in your judgment. AJ has done a lot of harm to a lot of people. Jack Blood is one person that he's messed with, and
Mark, before Jack Blood left this network, I had warned him, and he did not heed the warning, and he got chopped up as well. So,
well, like I said, I sympathize that Alex Jones. I'm not. To the best of my knowledge, nobody's actually gotten killed, but he has done things to cause injury to people in alternative media.
Well,
right? That's what I'm getting at.
Well, and I know what he's done with lawsuits, threatening lawsuits against me, actively taking apart, stripping out the network of talk show hosts and advertisers. I have firsthand experience. I was the guy that first put him up nationally so many years ago.
The nation didn't know who
he was. There were only a radio station down here in Austin, and that audience. And he didn't have any online presence, whatever. I picked him up, put him up nationally. And, you know, because he had talent. I recognized that he had talent. But I've seen him morph over the years. Would you pot him down? I'm getting all kinds of noise in the background. Thank you. I just know that for the amount, the millions and millions and millions he has taken in, he would have a much more ironclad battle platform of which to operate from. I would have been in the top 20 markets. Yeah, it would have cost me $1.5 to $2 million a month to do it, but it would have been done. Or I'm sorry, a year to do it. But it would have been done. Because I'm looking at this, Mark, is I am just a tool. I am just an entity that it's in this war for freedom and liberty and the preservation of our republic. So when the ammunition's gone, when the weapon to deliver that ammunition is gone, it's pretty well over with. And now I notice that, you know, it's just not Alex Jones. He was the excuse. He was the excuse to go after the platforms and start barring people. They've wanted to do this for a very long time, and they are in concert in doing it. It's happened rapidly, within sometimes days or hours of this person being deplatformed or whatever. I see this for what it is. So, Mark, we're going to stay in this as long as we can, but if we can't pay the bills, we're not going to be here, and I'm not going to have the money to start it back up.
I understand, and I'm looking for my next paycheck. I'll think about
sending it to
the
funds,
okay?
All right. Well, Mark, I appreciate it. By the way, your cell phone connection sucks. Next time, if you're at work and you got access to a payphone, call us on the 800 number.
I'll use the other. I'll use a hardwired hand-free or something.
There you go. Thanks, Mark. Got to go to break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive.
Well, here it is, Steve. We need the listeners' help right now. I do believe we've got a good reputation out there. We're trusted. People listen to the programming. They agree with it. We've changed many lives, of which this network, that was its main mission, to instill enough usable knowledge in people that they could use that. You know, and I used to joke about this. I said, hopefully, as a listener to this network, that one day, when you see a TV news program, you'll be able to turn down the sound, and you won't have to listen to the words. You'll know exactly what's going on. You'll recognize what is going on. You know, that's always been the hope and endeavor, to build that kind of audience that has that kind of knowledge base, so they, in turn, could be teachers to other people as well.
Right. You know, John, you mentioned character and principle, and very much intertwined together. And I can honestly say
they are inseparable, my friend.
Right. Yes. I got to say that the hosts on this network really have their heart. They're on the right path, and they're not getting any money out of this. They're not getting rich. Nobody's network's getting rich. Okay. We're doing this because we have a passion for truth. We want to educate people. We want to see change in our world. We want to see our lives improve, our standard of living improve. This is why we're here. This is why I am here. with you right now today to talk about the issues, to open up young minds and have people question the official narrative, because every time the government seems to open their mouth, you know, I gotta go the other way almost every time. I was looking at numbers today, just numbers, unemployment numbers. It seems like every number we're given by the government is a phony, false number. And so networks like this network is so important to be around, to stick around, because the alternative is the crap that you see right now, the mainstream media, which Donald Trump labels this correctly when he says it's fake news. It is. For the most part, most of it is fake news. It's manufactured. It's scripted. It's sculpted for an agenda. We don't have an agenda. Our agenda, what is our agenda, John? It's truth. Yeah. It's truth. The facts. That's it.
Because you can handle the truth. And for those right. that can't, they don't stick around this network very long, because it makes them feel a little bit uncomfortable having the facts laid out, right. And they can't deal with it. I've had a lot of people that are anti-RBN people, and you got to wonder who they really are, because we're not Antifa. we're not some kind of disinformation network. We've got networks out there, honest to God, Steve. They have admitted to putting 40% up of known disinformation on their websites.
Right.
And I look at this and I go, really? What is the exercise in the purveyance of truth doesn't somebody understand? Other people have kind of clouded their message, I will say, by, you know, bringing on other subject matter, which may be unto itself kind of entertaining and thought-provoking, but it has nothing to do with our current situation, and more importantly, no solution to our current situation. It just muddies the water, and in my mind, it doesn't bode well when people are looking for the truth and they come across something they know is total horse manure. That shoots your credibility right there.
Yeah.
So,
Well, there was a video. You had it on the website maybe 6 months ago. I can't remember. But I just got it forwarded over to me today and by a listener. And the quote was, I can't remember who actually said it, but media said, it's our job to control what you think. That's your media. That's your mainstream media. The arrogance to actually say that, the stupidity to actually say that. But it came out. And that's the truth. It's their job to control what you think. So just hearing that alone, you should be ditching the mainstream media altogether. It's gone. It's history. You shouldn't even watch it. Yeah. Waste your time. We have to watch it a little bit because we gotta debunk the lies and stuff that they're throwing out at us. But networks like this network here are so important to get the truth out, to bring debate to the table, to talk about the issues, because these things we talk about affect our lives. They either make our lives better, improve our lives, or they make them worse if we deny talking about them. So this network is essential to stick around. We got to stick around. We have to stick around. We have a mission, and we definitely need your support, people. If you're listening, please, what you can give, even if it's a small amount, we could use it. Please send and help us out.
I never mention small amount because to many people that's an indicator. Oh, I'll send them $5 or $10. My position has always been stated: send what you can afford to send.
There you go.
Okay, and some people out there that never donated to the network. Well, I don't have much money. I can't afford to send donations to anybody. Well, we're not just anybody. We're not the Red Cross. Okay, we're not some philanthropic organization that you don't know that 75 or 80 cents of every dollar is being spent on high salaries or whatever the case may be. No, we're a direct, we're donation goes directly into support of this network. I haven't socked any money away. Like I said, I would dare not ask for a dime if I had any dimes of my own to throw into the pot. Well, I don't have any dimes anymore. Those were gone a long time ago. So, folks, this is a make or to break it day as far as this network goes. Either we're going to give indication we're going to support it, or it'll go bye-bye. As simple as that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Steve, if this is just an aberration to screwing with people just to see what the reaction would be, YouTube now adding fact checks to any video that questions global warming.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this comes out of WesternJournal.com, and they're not the – I wouldn't say that they're the epitome of straight news, but every once in a while a story will – sneak through on the Western Journal will be posted on their site, and I'll pull it and post it on republicbroadcasting.org. I got a pretty good nose for what's news and what's snooze and what's absolutely propaganda being repackaged. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, on Sunday, I had a guest on my show. We were talking about Agenda 21 and Ickley and a couple other things, these forest fires in North California. And when I was living in California, I had somebody show up at my house and try to tell me they're going to give me a fine because of my watering schedule on my lawn, telling me we were in a drought. And I pointed out I knew the levels of the reservoirs in Sonoma and Mendocino reservoirs when they were in the high 80s, 87, 88%, 90%. And it didn't know I knew the numbers, which this is a somebody representing the bureaucracy of government telling me they know the numbers and we're at a drought here, and if you violate the watering schedule here, we give you a nice fine. So I called him out, and he looked at me like, "How do you know that?" I said, "Because I looked it up." And he walked away. So forget about the fine.
Well, but that's your administrative bureaucrats.
Right.
I received a notice on a trash can telling me the placement of my trash can, and that if I'm in violation and I do not move my trash, and they were very specific as to where I could put that trash can on my own property, that I would receive a $500 fine per day. And I'm driving through the network. We got people that are operating businesses out of their homes. Their driveways are full of their wares for their business. And I get this. And I'm not one of these guys that will go, "Okay, you're picking on me, but look at that person. Look at that person." I just made an observation as to who they're trying to enforce the administrative state on. And that's what I take exception with. I'm not one of these guys that run around and go, "Well, look what this person's getting away with. So, ergo, I should be able to get away with it." No, that's never been my position. It's either right or wrong. It's either straight up or straight down. I don't quibble, and I don't, But
well, here's the point I was getting to, was that they talk about drought. Now, if you go back in our history, you can find all kinds of information of Operation Popeye in Vietnam, how they did cloud seeding in the atmosphere, which brought heavy clouds and torrential rains, bring it down. So I'm asking myself, and I asked my guests, I said, if they're pulling this old drought thing on you, understanding we have the technology to actually make it rain, and we've done it several times, and we can do it whenever we want to, so why are we having droughts at all? And why couldn't they just do some cloud seeding over all these fires, bring the clouds together, and put these fires out with the cloud seeding? And it's true. We can do this. We can do this. Beijing, actually before the Olympics, 2 weeks before the Olympics, their air quality was so poor. They did aerial spraying, cloud seeding, and brought the clouds in and the heavy, heavy rains and cleared out their air before the Olympic athletes arrived. Well, so this is all possible. Yeah. So we aren't doing it.
Well, and here's another thing to consider. Okay, wildfires, whether natural or some yahoo sets them. The latest round of fires in California, I guess there was an interview of one guy that turned out to be the perpetrator, and he'd actually was setting fires.
Right.
But no matter how they happen, by lightning strike or they're set intentionally or accidentally, a campfire gets out of control and You know the routine. We've seen the Smokey the Bear commercials for years and years and years. Fire is not a stranger to us. It can be a fearful master at times, that's for sure. But if you look at the way it's coordinated or the uncoordination in fighting fires,
right.
Excuse me, but as much money as this costs the individual states, as much money as this costs the economies of these states, why isn't there a fleet of aircraft designed for one thing? Their mission is one thing: scoop up the water, drop the water, put the fires out. You're not seeing concerted effort. We're sending a lot of firefighters in there, borrowing firefighters from other states and municipalities to go in and fight these fires, but not an overall and umbrella approach. You got a couple of thousand acres that are burning. It's a good chance you're going to look at that and go, you know what? Conditions are favorable for the whole damn house burning down. And what do we do about that? Well, like I said, there is no national defense against these fires that could be handled in a completely different manner, that these fires could be put out relatively quickly with a coordinated, make common sense effort to combat these fires. It just isn't happening.
Right.
Just isn't happening. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John and Steve. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I heard you talking about staying on the air and you need donations and everything else like that. I just made one with your board, your secretary. And my thing is that I'm still a little bit ticked about 4th of July, okay? I mean, I offered 2-to-1 and anybody that made a donation of $25, I would offer, I would give 50.
Yeah.
So if they gave 100, what was that? I would have gave 200. Okay, and what really gets me is when I called the board up after your show that day, he had received about $130 in donations. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad about giving $260, which is simply doubling it. So I gave $500. But, I mean, here was an opportunity to really stick it to the guy who calls in a lot. And nobody took advantage of it. That is really... I don't know.
Jerry, I don't know if they fully realize that this is the end of the line for talk radio as we know it. You know, this isn't just about Alex Jones. This is about, obviously, it's about the entire truth movement and the ability to disseminate that information. Now, we still have the internet, but it's controlled by what? These multi-billion-dollar corporations. That's not going to last very long. The last Mohican going to be standing is going to be somebody like this network, and it would be a damn shame without a full frontal a full frontal assault against this network to physically take it down. What's going to take it down is the non-support of the network and the mission that we're on. I've dedicated my life to this, Jerry.
I know you have, John, and you know what? I've been a supporter of you for almost 4 years now.
Yes, sir, you
maybe
have.
A little longer. But yeah, I'm trying to keep you on the air. I love listening to you. I love the different hosts. There's a few that I'm not all that crazy about, but I seem to get along with most of them,
mm-hmm.
and a lot. Every one of them has something that interests me,
right.
Whether I like the host that much or not on his regular basis or program or anything else like that. And I like the idea that you just tell your host that, hey, as long as you research it and as long as you're speaking the truth, say what you want to say. And I like that.
Say what you got to say.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know what, I hope you get more donations and everything. I wish I had a couple of ciders going on and stuff like that. Work's been steady, but that's all it's been. It's no extra, so
not,
I can't.
Not been great. Well, but, Jerry, people don't understand. I mean, you give $100 a week to this network. And some people cannot afford to do that. Others can. There's a lot of retirees out there that have bigger bank accounts than I've ever amassed in my entire lifetime. But they won't, for some reason, they won't support when needed. So, you know, it's not a matter of me deciding yes or no. I am not being given a choice.
I understand that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm going to be able to sit and watch the train wreck for the rest of my life. If this network goes dark, I don't have the wherewithal to put a new network back up or to revive this one if it goes dark. I just don't. And being a couple months down on the bills, hey, it is what it is. And if we,
it keeps getting deeper too, John.
Well, and it does, and we've taken measures. A friend of mine up in Michigan, he's created a brand new store. We're going to try to offer products that people want to purchase, that they might have been purchasing from some other commercial outlet and go, you know what? These prices are reasonable. They're good. They're competitive. I think I'll make the purchases from RBN. So we're going to have a store up there that to help offset and augment that cost. But I've been very careful about hawking things just for the ability to bring in money. You know, desperate people will do desperate things in desperate times. I'm not desperate enough to compromise myself. I if you've got to do that, you might as well push back from the table and go do something else.
I hear you, John, and I appreciate that. Well, you and Steve have a glorious day, and God bless you both, and God bless RBN.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, Jerry. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, good night.
Yeah, I, well, we're going to give the phone numbers for people to call, and we're hoping people will call. I am not going to go through tirades and, you know, screaming my head off. I'm not going to do that. But when I say to people that we're in danger of going dark, I am not joking. And if you've noticed something, there's not a whole other outlets. Get my tongue straightened here. That are available, and there's less and less of them every day. So I don't want to be sitting around hanging my head thinking, you know, we should have been able to stick around and watch the rest of this country deteriorate and not have a hand in trying to restore it. That will break my, it will break me. It'll break me. I don't know how I can live with that. So I've done everything possible to keep this thing afloat, keep it interesting and active. And it's up to you folks out there. It really is. You know, like I said, Steve, you know, $11,500, you know, we did this front sight thing, and we were able to pull in $19,500 or $19,600 over a 3-month period. And that's how long that special ran, for 90 days. And a lot of people stepped up, 56 of them, I think, if my memory serves. But that only paid the bills for 2 months. That's all that it did. And we ran that for 90 days. So, folks, there it is. There it is. And this is what angers me when I see so many people that I do not trust just raking in millions, and promising that we're going to build a new network and we're going to be more effective and we're going to reach millions of more people, when it never materialized. And nobody ever asked the question, well, wait a minute, you got millions, what'd you do with the millions?
Yeah,
I know what to do with a dollar, trust me. And I'll squeeze until George's little paper eyeballs pop out of his head.
You know, John, I think about those televangelists, how much money they bring in and what they don't. What they don't put back out in the community, what they just take for themselves, the greed itself. And here we are at this network trying to make a difference, trying to open up light to the conversation, what's going on in the world, to change the world for a better place. And, you know, we have to struggle to do so. It's amazing. These guys use religion to enhance and to get the lavish lifestyle. And here we are making a difference, trying to make a difference. I know. I think we are making a difference in people's lives.
I know,
and
we are.
I hear this guy is making millions and driving the nice car and the nice house. And it's amazing.
Or I could have prostituted myself, or I could have went out there and done what others had done, but compromised myself, gone against my principle, sat and justified in my own mind, well, I can do this because I have a need. I could not and I would not do that. This is why I've been asking the question for the last week or so. Where is your peg for principles? What is on solid ground anymore and not on shifting sand? You know, that's the question that I have. Well, let me get into this and kind of shift the subject a little bit. But first, let me put out the phone numbers in which you can call. Secretary will be here for, is she still here, Mike? She is? She'll stick around as long as the phone's ringing. She's supposed to be out of here at 6:30, but 800-724-2719. You can hit, excuse me, extension 1. You can talk to Julie, or extension 3, talk to Michael. And please, folks, be generous. It's, trust me, you're going to be paying yourself back dividends on this one. 800-724-2719, extension 1 or extension 3. Please make a donation today. You know, I was standing at the bank trying to get a payment together. The boys haven't been paid from last week yet, and there's no money in the bank. So, Mike, how does that make you feel that you might be working for nothing today? Yeah, thumbs down. I agree with you. But I'm standing there, and a guy walks in, and he goes, oh, the Round Rock police are out with their M16s, and they're surrounding a building, and it looks like a bank. And the thought ran across my head, you know, the banks can rob us, but we can't rob the banks.
Yeah, isn't true.
You know, and I'm not advocating lawlessness, or I'm not advocating that people take law or justify an action when it's not right to do so, but I just had the laugh. And the guy that said that, he said, well, they had the AR-15s out and they're all positioned. I said, no. I said, they've got the M16s. We got the AR-15s. Never forget that. They got the automatics. We got the semis. At any rate, let me get into this issue about global warming. And here's another example, folks. The floodgates are open. Anything is fair game now. Your rights be damned. God-given rights be damned. It doesn't matter. First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, doesn't matter. The cornerstones of what was laid out to keep you free are eroding and going fast. Now, I mentioned about YouTube. YouTube now adding fact checks to any video that questions global warming. After YouTube's March announcement that it would place links to Wikipedia on videos that spur conspiracy theory to inform viewers, the video platform is now placing fact checks on any video that questions the mere fact of global warming. We'll get into this a little bit more. I want people to fully understand what's going on here, because I don't think that they do.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company.
All right, Ken in New York, $200. Thank you, Ken. Sherry, $50. Teresa, $50. Gabe, thank you. Appreciate that, $35. Jim, thank you, $200. And Jerry, they just called in from Chicago, $500. Thank you, Jerry.
Wow, Jerry.
Chuck, $100. And Thomas, thank you, $100. Some people have donated by PayPal. I don't have that information in front of me. But folks, seriously, I'm not going to go on a tirade. I'm not going to get all hyperventilated here. I'm not freaking out. I'm just stating fact. Support us or watch us go.
Yeah.
There, to my knowledge, do you know of any wars that were ever fought without any soldiers or ammunition?
See? Not to my knowledge, no.
No. And, you know, if you wage war, what you do is you go after the war chest of the opposing side, eliminate that which it resupplies itself with, and you're going to have deserters, you're going to have people that throw up their hands and give up.
Yeah. Hey, John, have we heard anything in support of independent media from Donald Trump at all?
I did notice one thing. The one remaining platform that AJ still has active is the same one that's still active for Donald Trump, Twitter. And Twitter had made an announcement that they have no plans on doing anything with AJ. Okay. So I think they've, I don't know, in maybe their imaginings or whatever it is, that they, I think the last straw for Donald Trump would be if they banned him from Twitter.
Right.
And do you think that they have grounds based on what everybody else is doing? You think they have grounds in bouncing Donald Trump? Sure they do. But he just happens to be the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And he did happen to tell the truth. I wish he'd expand on a little bit further, but I understand why he doesn't, as right. to who is controlling all the information. Folks, this is just not a group of media people. This is the CIA. This is parts of the government itself, of that of which he cannot touch or cannot control. I don't know which it is. By the way, speaking of which, there is a few planes that landed, and this is, and I'm still trying to verify this. There's a few planes that landed in Mena, Arkansas, to collect data and files. And I'm talking about the Clinton Foundation. And this was spearheaded by the DOJ. Now, whether this is a cleanup operation, kind of mopping up loose ends, or the DOJ is actually going to go after Hillary Clinton, time's going to tell with this. But we're going to see how deep the swamp and resilient the swamp really is. This is for all the marbles, Steve. This is really boiling down. You have people in government that see what's going on, and then you got people in government that are making things go on. And there is an agenda. And there are groups that are tied at the hip, and they're going to see the real journalists or the real people that don't believe this country is a democracy. It's a republic. It has a constitution, and it's got the rule of law. Or it doesn't. Which is it? Well, according to the government, they wouldn't know a constitutional thing if they fell over the damn thing. After all, we still have the bankster gangsters that have been in continual operation for what now, 104 years? Something like that? 105 years? 106 years, sorry. 106 years, folks. 106 years. Unabated. Raping this country. Enough. Second hour coming up. I've got Steve Elkins down in Florida. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Here in Round Rock, Texas, we'll be back in just a minute.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.